A federal appeals court has rejected Louisiana's lawsuit alleging that a federal canal has expanded well beyond its legal boundaries. The 2018 suit claimed the Army Corps of Engineers failed to maintain the Gulf Intracoastal Waterway. The state says that resulted in the waterway extending into state land. When the lawsuit was filed, Attorney General Jeff Landry and Congressman Garrett Graves said the problem contributes to coastal erosion and saltwater intrusion. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled today that the law cited by Landry does not require the Corps to maintain the waterway at a certain width. A former state senator has pleaded guilty to making false statements to a federal agency about a Hurricane Katrina recovery loan. The Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate reports Wesley Bishop was accused of lying to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. They say Bishop claimed certain individuals were tenants at his rental property that was renovated with federal dollars through the Road Home program, but officials say the people were not Bishop's tenants. The New Orleans Democrat received a $188,000 forgivable loan and wouldn't have to pay it back if he kept the rent low. Two major New Orleans Mardi Gras parades will alter their traditional routes to avoid the site of the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel. The Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate reports the demolition isn't scheduled to begin until after Mardi Gras. Both the Endymion Parade and the Zulu Parade will navigate around the Canal Street blockage. The city hasn't announced route changes for any other parades. A report from New Orleans Airport states that dining revenue has increased from its new $1 billion terminal. A spokeswoman says that could mean more flights added at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. The new terminal opened November 6th. The month saw a 32% increase in food and beverage revenue compared to November 2018. There was a 46% increase last month compared to December 2018. Some people say there aren't many food options outside the security checkpoint. Traffic outside the airport has also been criticized. The airport's aviation director suggested some changes could be made later.